Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You're going to do that.
Your eyes were closed for 5 minutes, and then you just opened them and said, hey, y'all, like,
hey, y'all,
Miss Coach or some shit. Today's episode is brought to you by 20jeans.com. That's the number 20 and then the word jeans.com. And it's called that because they have $20 jeans.
And you know what? Actually, I want to mention that I got a pair of $20 jeans.
And?
From 20 Jeans. Wore them all last week. Didn't even wash them, actually.
ever.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't recommend a product I didn't love. Just kidding, I would.
But
you guys are in luck. I actually tested these jeans out. They're awesome. I think two people asked me where they were from.
Yeah, and it's so crazy because jeans can cost so much money, but there's no reason for them to cost a lot of money. Yeah. You can get cheap, very stylish, affordable jeans. And they also have cool shirts and other
things. Yeah, we got some shirts too.
Yeah, we got like $10, $20 t-shirts.
My brother liked my shirt so much that he stole it from me. That's right, Micah. I saw that picture on Instagram of you in my shirt.
And yeah, you looked better in it. But yeah. How do you think that makes me feel?
That's not fair. You didn't even ask me for it, pal.
So yeah, check out 20jeans.com. Last time we plugged them, we asked if you actually did buy something. Send us the receipt and we'll give you a shout out. And guess what? We weren't lying, Trevor B, Anthony A, Patrick N, Sheldon H, Chris R, Alex S, Gabby H, Reginald F, Sean H, Randall B, Luke B, John S, and Michael R.
Wow.
So
Michael R. You killed it. Everyone else I could take or leave, but Michael R., holy freaking balls, dude. You nailed it. You nailed it.
So thanks, guys, for buying.
Also, Reginald F. Really nailed it.
And it really helps. It's a great way to support the show while also looking good. You know, our sponsors are happy. That means we're happy and we get, you know, more money to be able to do cool stuff. So we really appreciate everyone checking them out at least. And if you like what you see, feel free to buy something. Why not? Thanks so much and enjoy the episode, everybody.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace.
I sent a dirty text to someone. I kill a dog next door cause I'm down. I went to marry men off on the bus. I try to kill myself in a Starbucks. I eat noodles alone at my desk every lunch. Confused, and YouTube just won't do. I could write an email to you or a voice message to you.
Wow.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Haley.
That was Haley Cowan with some sort of amazing intro song for us.
Yeah. We just give me a couple months and we're going to make her Haley Hurwitz. I think I just fell in love with her.
I can't believe you would make her change her last name.
I think she'd want to.
You chauvinistic pig. You sexist
prick. I'll change my last name to Cowan then. How's that, Haley? And if you're as pretty as you sound, if you're as beautiful as I've just invented in my mind.
How unattractive can someone who can make that song up be?
Right. Like, your voice is angelic, so just by... I think you're an angel.
Have you ever heard of love at first sight? Well, this is love at first, I don't know,
sound?
Ear.
Sound. And, the other sense.
And I feel like Haley is the name of a girl that you could fall in love with just based on the name.
Yeah, based on the name alone. Is it spelled with a Y?
Yep.
H-A-Y-L-E-Y.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Will you marry me? Is this crazy?
Oh my God.
Is this crazy? Yes, it is, but fuck. Fucking crazy is not what we're going for, right, Haley?
Haley's married with 3 kids. No.
Shit.
Anyway, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
Unless, are you hosting another advice podcast on the side?
You're so insecure.
What?
Holy shit, you're insecure.
Yesterday you didn't want to record. You said you were doing something.
Oh my God. You jumped to the conclusion that I was hosting another advice podcast?
And yet you still haven't answered the question.
I am. I absolutely am.
How did you know?
And even if I were, that'd be fine.
Ass.
You don't own me.
This is episode 15. Can you imagine? Started from the bottom and now we're here.
Yeah, you know, when we first started this, I never thought we'd get to episode 15.
Really? I did.
Really?
Yeah, 15's like not even that much.
No, I just, like, I was sure.
What do you think would happen?
I wasn't sure we were even going to release the first episode.
Oh, you thought we would record it and never release it?
I thought we'd record it, listen to it, be like, that was fucking embarrassing. Let's erase this from ever happening. Shower curtain that you've hung up?
Yeah.
I just want to tell you guys, we record this in Amir's apartment. And I walked in. Why don't you tell everyone what I walked into today?
Well, if you've listened to the last couple episodes, we couldn't record them here. We record them in a very cavernous place, and the echo really pissed
me
off.
We recorded them in a cave.
Yeah, so this time I wanted to do things right. I Googled how to reduce echo in a room, and they said to turn flat, flat, bouncy surfaces like walls into soft, you know, sound-absorbent surfaces.
So
as you enter the apartment, you'll notice what?
Amir has put his shower rod in between a large window in the living room and draped a blanket over it. Uh-huh. It looks like you've hung a flannel shirt over a painting over there. There's a towel over the TV, a towel over the door. Basically, anywhere Amir can hang a towel or a blanket, you have.
It looks insane, but you know what? It's going to sound good.
I love it. You are like, the last episodes being echoey was like your biggest nightmare. You lost sleep over it.
Yes. I like would read tweets that said like, damn that echo. And it would just like make me sweat.
Wow.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
You
but
hate echo.
I'm glad people still listened and enjoyed it. Actually, our last two episodes were our two most listened to episodes ever.
Wow. Despite the echo.
Yeah.
Or maybe because of the echo. Maybe we were doing something right.
Right. So thanks everyone for listening. If this is your first episode, this is how it goes down. People are in difficult places, sticky situations, and they email us for help. They email us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com, and we do our best to, well, we do go through every single email, and we, you know, do our best to try to answer the ones that we think will yield the funniest results. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, sorry, I've been just staring at the blanket on the window, but yeah, essentially, that is true.
I look like I got... like everything wet, and now I'm
that's
trying
what I
to
thought
dry.
When I walked in. I was like, "Is this what he usually does when he does?" I guess I've never come over when you were doing laundry.
I dry every.
I
towel.
Was gonna say like you shouldn't dry the towel on the TV. And actually, I walked in and I touched it. And I was like, "I guess it's pretty dry. That's fine.
It's bone dry as of now." If I had my druthers, and one day I will, I'm gonna live in an entire carpeted apartment, or just like inhabit some sort of studio space that I can live in, just completely sound absorbent. Non-echoey,
right? That's
cold recording studio.
That's the dream, to start recording this in a recording studio.
But then we're going to remember these. You know, it hasn't been the same since we left the apartment,
remember,
man.
Episode 15, that energy? Can't recapture that. Can't recapture that energy.
That's you talking to my tombstone when I die in episode 17.
So anyway, that's my other advice podcast. Sorry about starting without telling you, but you were dead.
Yeah, so let's... let's jump right into things. And as always, we're going to preserve your anonymity by giving every email a fake name. So let's start with this one. We'll call him Danny.
Danny.
Danny, fake name, real email, writes, "My GF started being really clingy and annoying after her dad died in a car accident. So I broke up with her, but now she's telling everyone that I'm a dick. How do I stop these annoying rumors from spreading?"
Oh, man, your life's really hard.
Yeah, because now like there's rumors that are annoying, and like, how do you even deal with that?
Yeah, do you talk to your living father about it, maybe? Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is probably the least self-aware. I wish I could give away the email because it's so dumb. But I'm trying to think of like an equivalent stupid email. I guess I'll say the email is equivalent to fatblunt6969, right?
Yeah, I would say that. Wait, is it a Gmail?
Yeah, it's a Gmail.
Interesting. You would think that like somebody that had that bad of an email would be like Yahoo or Hotmail.
He's not that terrible. The way to stop these annoying rumors from spreading is to stop being an awful person. Just by your email, you're probably the most horrible person that I've never met.
Yeah, you know... Well, fuck, yeah.
Shit. I don't know what to say other than you're an asshole.
What do you think? You should not have broken up with the girlfriend?
Yeah.
You think you should have
I think there's like a period where you have to, you know, if she's your girlfriend, you sort of have to deal with the quote-unquote clingy and annoying phase, which is probably just her seeking solace in her boyfriend. And, you know, you can't really break up with someone right after that tragic thing happens.
I'd like to know the timeline. That's what I need. Like, did you do it day of?
So you're
or like, were you doing it? Was he like, I'm going to break up with her. Today's the day. And then she like calls and was like, my dad's dead. And like, oh, fuck. Now I'm like.
But like, I'm already committed. Like, I'm sorry.
I was seriously mid-sentence. I think we should see my dad's dead. Other what?
People, shit.
Shit.
Don't be clingy. Don't be annoying. Don't tell people that I'm a dick.
Jesus. You know what? I think there's two options. One, don't be a dick. Stay by her side until she's made a sort of recovery of sorts, or to accept the fact that you're a dick.
Yeah. Why do you want to prevent these annoying rumors from these aren't even rumors though. It's true. It's a fact. She's telling people that you broke up with her after her dad died. Yeah. And that's actually what happened.
You might be a dick, but you know what? A lot of people are dicks sometimes. I'm not saying you're always a dick. That was kind of a dick move. People make dick moves, and hopefully with the rest of your life, you can just Dedicate the rest of your life to not making more dick moves, and then you're not a dick.
So if you treat this as like a turning point in your life, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe how big of a dick I used to be. You can still save face, right, you know, during the next generation of your life. Like if this is high school and you're going to college, or if this is college and you're going to whatever you're going to after college. I assume, I mean, I want you to be dead, but like if you end up getting a
you
job
should have been
or
in that
something.
Car.
Oh my God. Awful.
You said it. You said it first. You said, I want you to be dead. I took the next logical step. That's not fair, dude. Don't make me feel like a dick like this guy.
Start the annoying rumors from spreading.
Fuck that.
All right, let's move on to something less severe and intense. This one comes from Aunt Becky.
Oh, Aunt Becky.
Fake name, real email. Hey, guys. My name is Aunt Becky. I've been dating this guy for a little over a year. We are both 20, in college, and have broken up twice but gotten back together. He has trust issues and doesn't want me hanging out with any of my guy friends because he thinks guys are too flirty. He doesn't talk or hang out with any girls, so I kind of feel obligated to have equality in the relationship. Is it right to give up talking or to hang out with my male friends in order to earn his trust? Have either of you guys asked a girlfriend of yours to stop talking to multiple guy friends of hers? Hope to hear an answer from you soon. Thanks, Becky.
Really interesting question. But yeah, the relationship sounds stable. They've been together a year and they've only broken up twice.
That's below average, I'd say.
So that's 12 months with two breakups.
Yeah.
All right. Not too bad. So that's what, every 6 months you guys break up or something?
Yeah. Maybe you're like at month 4 and 8, they've broken up and they're due for another one.
Cool. That's fair. So it sounds like it's worth fighting for. It's worth saving. Especially if you guys have been together a whole, 365 days, and I don't know how many of those days you've spent broken up, but...
Well, the problem is it's hard to, like, count the days because she's not allowed to speak or see her friends.
Right,
it's
true.
So it's like, how does she quantify days?
So your other question was, have we ever asked a girlfriend of ours to stop seeing or hanging out with
multiple guy friends?
And the answer is no, because we're not insane.
Yeah, this girl is 20. She doesn't realize that her boyfriend, maybe her first boyfriend, is asking something that's terrible.
Right. I think a lot of the times people in their first relationships don't really know what's normal in a relationship till you've been in several.
Right.
So and then like sometimes two relationships down the line, you'll be like, oh, that girl I dated 2 years ago was insane.
Yeah. I didn't realize she was emotionally abusive until I found someone who was normal and let me spoke to my guy friends.
Yeah. It's not normal that this guy isn't speaking with any, like, what do you mean earn his trust? Have you done anything to break his trust?
Yeah, her guy friend called her yesterday. She picked up just to tell him that she couldn't talk to him.
I think
that was technically talking to a guy friend.
Jesus Christ. Default should be trust. Unless you've like, unless you've cheated on him every single time you guys have been breaking up. In which case, you know what? He shouldn't be going out with you.
Yeah. I can't, this is so weird. Like, to make a rule where you can't speak to someone of the opposite sex. But I've heard of that before.
So have I, but think
like,
about it.
Don't put that picture on Facebook. Like, my girlfriend doesn't want me to be in a photo with other girls. Or can you not talk to me in public because my boyfriend doesn't want to see me speaking to other girls?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. Think about like, I can almost understand like how in the moment it's like, oh yeah, I don't want to like, I'd rather not have this fight like
right,
with my boyfriend. So like, let's just not even talk because it's not pleasant. But think about the rest of your life. Like not just you're being 20, for the rest of your life, if you stay with this guy, he will not want you to talk to people. Is that a normal thing when you're 25, 28, when you're turning 30, when you guys are like have kids and you're taking them to preschool?
Oh my God, can you imagine if she has a boy? Like she can't even speak to her own son?
Are you not allowed
son?
To raise your son?
Were you talking to Bobby?
Your dictator husband's rules?
Don't talk to that son, all right? I'm afraid you guys will hook up.
Hey, okay, actually Bobby has sort of a parent-teacher conference today. Yeah, well, are any of the teachers men? Because I don't understand how you're going to converse with them. You know the rule.
You shouldn't even be talking to our goddamn child,
Why
honestly.
Did you leave the dungeon that I'm keeping you in?
And please do not breastfeed our son. For the love of God, nobody's sucking on those teas but me.
Hey, little Randy just got to sloppy second base with my wife. How's that fair?
Randy's a six-month-old baby, you ass.
And I saw him get a tiny little boner on it.
I saw the world's tiniest boner when he was suckling on your teeth.
I don't think 6 months ago when Randy was coming out of your vagina, I didn't see him fucking smiling about it.
Practically ate out my goddamn wife right in front of me while I was videotaping the thing. How do you think that makes me feel?
What if you have a girl? She's like, oh, great. My wife's a lesbian now. Breastfeeding our daughter.
That's how it works. Every conversation is two people making love.
Where does it end, Becky?
Where does it end? I'll tell you where it ends.
Right now.
Yeah. Tell your boyfriend that you don't want to be with him. Say, all right, here's a new rule. Here's my new rule. I can speak to whoever I want. And if you don't agree with that, then let's break up. And then he'll be either like, all right, fine, let's break up, which is great because this guy sounds like a real asshole. Or he'll be like, no, okay, you could talk to other people. And then you can say,
right,
like,
then you'll be talking to other people and he'll secretly be hating it the entire time. So my advice is to straight up break up.
Hold up.
Straight up break up. That's what's up. Can that be my new catchphrase?
Straight up breakup.
That's what's up.
What happened to Yo Do You?
Yo Do You. Hashtag dope. Straight up breakup. That's what's up. That's my song. Straight up breakup. That's what's up. I don't have a second verse yet because I just came up with the first, but like,
I'm just glad I hung all these towels around so that the song is at least recorded well, because
the way it deserves to be.
Yeah, if there was too echoey in here, that you would have lost that.
Well, the real recorded version will probably have a lot of echo. Straight up, break up. That's what's up.
Isn't that like a TLC song? Straight up, break up, hold up, Mr. Lover. Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother.
Am I a hack?
Or maybe it's straight up, wait up.
I hope it's straight up, wait up.
Which sounds better than straight up breakup.
Well, hey.
All right, so Aunt Becky, straight up breakup.
That's what's up.
We don't like this guy. He's not good. He's not good for you. I really don't
think. And we know you.
Yeah. Just based on your email, we know enough to tell you that.
She's a serial cheater that can't be around men.
No.
Nymphomaniac.
All right, let's move on to the next email. We went from Aunt Becky to Uncle Jesse.
Wow.
Uncle Jesse writes, I think my next door neighbor wants to hook up with me. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? Short and sweet.
Right to the point. I like Uncle Jesse already.
I think my next door.
Let's just answer the exact same. Let's answer on mm-hmm. three what each of us think.
Because
I think I have a theory on what you're going to say.
So you're saying, oh, it's just a yes or no answer. Should I?
Yeah. Or a good idea or bad idea.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Bad idea.
Oh, yeah, I knew it. I knew we weren't going to see eye to eye on this shit.
You think it's a good idea?
I think it's a great idea.
It's a terrible idea.
Why
is it? Because imagine every girl that you hooked up with and then stopped hooking up with and then having to see that person live across from your hall for the rest of the time that you're in that apartment. That's not something you want. You want space. You want distance. You don't want to keep your home life.
Conversely, imagine just like, oh, I'm tired. I don't want to go out. But like, oh, shit, I could just knock on a door and have somebody to hang out with, to cuddle, to sleep with. That sounds pretty ideal to me.
So you're okay. This is exactly our big discrepancy in life. I'm thinking of the long-term ramifications, and you're thinking of while you're hooking up, how great it is.
Yeah.
You're living in the moment.
Living in the moment.
Why don't you fast forward?
Fast forward?
Yeah.
Having sex with one of my other neighbors.
Problem solved. So you don't think there's any negative ramifications?
I don't know. Well, yeah, definitely there are, but shit, it's going to be a fun ride while it's happening.
That's your
other... ride roller coasters, and sometimes you feel sick afterwards, don't you? But hey, don't you like going upside down? Don't you like feeling the wind against your face? I know I do.
It's funny because I don't like roller coasters for that exact reason.
The wind against your face?
Yes. More than anything else, I hate the wind against your face.
Amir hates the moment too.
Yeah, I can't enjoy the moment because I know what the next 3 hours will be like.
Wow. What a glorious little prison you live in.
I look around and it's towel covered. My brain won't let me enjoy things because it knows that I will, suffer for it at a later hour.
Interesting. My brain won't let me protect myself against long-term ramifications because, well, my penis is the boss of me.
It's sort of the little admiral more than anything else, like a Napoleon sort of in charge of the entire army.
Well, I resent you calling it little, but yeah, essentially, I understand, you know, next to the rest of my body, I imagine is what you're saying.
No, I'm saying it's an actual
I'm
small,
saying you have a micro penis.
Dick, a little guy, a little peen.
A pretty much inverted peen. That somehow controls you from the inside.
Like, who's that boss on Ninja Turtles? The brain inside of the body.
Oh, Krang.
Yeah, Krang.
My penis is my Krang.
Yeah, and your penis is your Krang.
My penis is the boss and my phone is its little minion.
You're still going to plan on getting rid of your phone?
I need to because I think I need to chop the head off my dick.
I ain't chop the head off my dick.
I think my penis tells my phone what to do.
Yeah.
Like this little fucking, I'm holding up my phone right
now. Yeah, that little, this little thin deck of cards. Right here. That this, little 3-inch by 1-inch plastic disc.
This glass temptress.
Your penis controls the phone.
My penis controls me.
So you're going to, instead of cut off your dick, cut off your phone.
Yeah, that's my last resort.
And that's going to,
I think, force me to be a better person. I hope.
But can you live without Snapchat, Instagram, Tinder, Facebook, Twitter, email, text messages?
I'll still have email on my computer.
Yeah.
What else do I need?
Text
kill me, man. I should not have text. I shouldn't be allowed to text.
You can't. You think you're? I guess that you have a level of being self-aware that you're cutting yourself off without like being able to have the actual willpower not to text.
I have no willpower, and I think the strongest thing I've ever done is recognize that. And I know that's a sad statement. I'm aware. Everybody that's shedding a tear for me in their car or at work or on the subway right
suck
now,
suck it back into your eye hole. I'm completely aware.
I give into temptation. I know no boundaries. I need to, so like my sober thoughts, my like morning time thoughts are just like, get rid of your phone.
Have you ever thought about therapy?
We talked about hypnotism.
Yeah, hypnotherapy.
Our friend who was addicted to cigarettes got hypnotized and hasn't smoked in almost 2 months now.
Yeah.
So,
which is pretty crazy. The hypnotherapist was able to like access parts of her brain that she's unable to otherwise.
Right.
Maybe that's what you're talking about, like a hard rewiring deeper in.
That's what I need.
So you're like, you're patching like a hole on a surface where like maybe the hypnotherapist can get in and like completely recalibrate your wall.
That would be great. But my first question when we talked about me getting hypnotized, because I said I didn't want to pay for it, but you said you would pay $200 for me to be hypnotized.
Yeah.
And I asked my friend if the hypnotist was hot.
And she said she was a stone cold stunner.
She did say she was really cute.
Yeah, which made you want to go even
more.
Yeah,
like what the fuck?
It's already failing you.
Right.
Where were we?
I think we were going on to the next question. Oh no! We were still on this question,
which is what
should Jesse hook up with his neighbor? I say yes. You say no.
Oh yeah, I say yes. Oh yeah, I say no. Jake says yes. Hopefully the answer. I guess I don't know. What do you guys think? Why don't you email us in and let us know your opinion? I mean, I feel like it's too sticky of a situation to get involved in.
I think he's even asking than he already has.
Oh,
he just wanted that. Like that's something I would do. You would never be like, "Oh, dude, my neighbor is like really hot. She wants to hook up with me. Should I do it?" You would just know that you shouldn't.
Right.
And me, I would say, "Should I do it?" Meanwhile, I probably already have.
So, Uncle Jesse, if you are listening, and I know you are listening, please let us know if you have yet. And when you break up or things fall apart, I want you to call in and let us know how miserable your life is, so that I can laugh at you.
I know people that have married their neighbors.
I can just fucking get off to how dumb, how stupid, how short-sighted this entire thing was.
Why don't you let us know how good the sex was? Let us know how good the sex was. Let us know how awesome it was coming home drunk after striking out at a bar, knocking on your neighbor's door, and being able to fuck someone. Let us know how good that felt.
You're squeezing my thigh.
I'm trying to fuck you. I think I just Snapchatted you.
I'm sorry for yelling at you, Jesse. You didn't deserve that.
I was projecting.
All right. Let's go on to the next question. Oh, this one's sort of in the same theme of trust.
Oh, good. This is our trust episode.
Yeah, our trust episode. This one comes from Uncle Joey.
If we say trust a couple more times, we can call this episode trust.
Okay, I'll think about it. Hey, big fan, but I was wondering, just started a relationship and I'm pretty paranoid about cheaters, so I was wondering if you guys can give me some tips on what to recognize and make sure I can catch them in the act. Also, should I be ever vigilant? I'm all for trusting them.
Did he use air quotes?
No, that was me. I'm all for trusting them, but I'd rather have reassurance on my own trusting, because I'm not too sure if anyone can really trust anyone, especially themselves. But especially their spouses.
Holy shit. Never be in a relationship.
I'm not sure if anyone can really trust anyone, especially themselves, but especially their spouses.
I mean, bad grammar.
Right off the bat.
And aside from bad grammar, bad attitude to have about relationships. Holy shit, no one can trust anyone?
Especially themselves, but especially
should I be
others?
Ever vigilant? It sounds like no matter what we say, you are. Also, your biggest desire is to catch someone in the act? How do I recognize a cheater so I can catch them in the act? You fucking coward.
Like, I mean, what sort of, like, weird, like, anti-Semitic or racist things do you want us to say? Like, how do you recognize a cheater by their, like, sloped brow? Some sort of, like, physical appearance things that we can tell you about.
Cheaters love strawberry milkshakes. Take her out to dessert, okay?
How do you recognize a cheater?
You don't. I think, have you heard the thing, like, once a cheater, always a cheater?
Yeah, would you agree with that?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
So you think you can cheat on someone and then later on you can just not cheat?
I think so.
Okay.
You disagree?
No, I guess that's true. But I feel like once a cheater, the odds of you cheating are much higher.
Right. I guess people are more predisposed to doing it. But right. I do think you can like
if you lined up 10 guys and 5 of them have cheated before and 5 of them haven't, I would put money on if all of their next relationships, the 5 that have cheated before would probably be more likely to cheat than the 5 that have not.
I agree. But I also think that of the 5 that have cheated, if they like given, you know, if they've like learned something from it or if they've grown from it in some way, maybe they can be people that don't do it in the future.
Yes, maybe so. But how should I recognize and capture
back
a cheater?
To the point. And where do you get those little plastic handcuffs so I can make a citizen's arrest on my unfaithful freaking girlfriend?
I'd love to put a glue trap over my girlfriend's vagina and catch a cheater in the goddamn act.
Can I fuck her with a Chinese finger trap?
That way I'll know. The next person that gets stuck inside that was a goddamn cheater.
I think you are not ready for a relationship. Maybe he's a cheater.
He's the boyfriend of the last girlfriend. It's like, I don't want her to speak.
They're both
to
contacting us. Both of you guys break up. I feel like you need to learn to trust yourself first. If you don't think you can, if you think you're physically incapable of cheating, or like if you think you're great at resisting temptation, then I think you just have to find someone with your same core values. But Jesus, don't be some kind of psycho who is like hell-bent on catching a cheater.
He also says, like, I'm all for trusting them, but I'd rather have reassurance. So you're not all for trusting them. All for trusting is not having reassurance. It's about not being nervous every time your boyfriend or girlfriend goes out or goes to work.
You definitely missed the point of you know, having a nice, healthy relationship.
It is. Would you say it's built on trust?
I think it, among other things, but yeah, you can't break trust, right?
Yeah, there's like a self-fulfilling prophecy, because I don't even know if that's the correct term, but like you're always looking for the most attractive person to be with, and then when you find a really attractive person, you're just paranoid that other people are trying to hook up with them.
Yeah,
so it's like, okay, what's the other option? Finding someone who's not going to get hit on every time they go to somewhere.
Well, I think the weakest thing you can do in a relationship is like try to keep your girlfriend from the real world or something, or keep your boyfriend from the real world. Cause then that like insecurity in your mind goes into theirs.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, my boyfriend's sort of an insecure piece of shit. Look at that guy. He's confident.
Right.
And then, yeah, then cheating all of a sudden seems really appealing when you're obsessed with like your girlfriend cheating on you.
Yeah. I sort of hate when like people are very jealous or like, you know, like this guy non-trustworthy, cause it's basically taking their insecurities and their like shortcomings and
projecting it onto your.
Yeah. And then it's like, it only affects you. So it's like, I'm sort of an asshole who doesn't know how to trust people, so you have to change your life to be with me.
Right.
No, why don't
you become an asshole too?
Yeah, exactly. Why don't you have to become the asshole prick that I am, because otherwise we won't get along.
And
I'm not going to change.
I've been there. I've been like nervous that a girlfriend was cheating before. I've been like jealous of another guy, but I think what you're supposed to do, and I've also fucked this up, but you have to just trust the other person, and then that person sort of rises to the occasion to be trustworthy.
Right. Or if they don't, then the relationship wasn't built to last anyway.
There you go.
So you just basically every day is a test. And if your girlfriend fails, then you realize that you shouldn't have trusted her to begin with.
There you go.
But there's no rules or walls you can set up to prevent. Like, it's not like you're going to get married to someone. It's like, oh, thank God I invented all those rules. Otherwise, she would have hooked up with me. Now we can get married. Phew. Can you imagine if I didn't set up these emotional walls that she
thank
couldn't
God
puncture
through?
Thank
God I created all the boundaries.
Thank God she adhered to all of my rules. Now we can live together forever in a resentful, terrible marriage. I also hate the idea that, like, when your girlfriend or boyfriend cheats on you and you get mad at the other person rather than at your boyfriend or girlfriend.
You think that...
I think your anger should lie with your significant other, not with the other person. Like, the other person may or may not have even known or been involved in the relationship.
Right. There's a person who's, like... who's more accountable, and it's the person who's been in the relationship for all that time.
Yeah, exactly. But like a lot of guys are like, dude, if I ever find the guy that my girlfriend cheated on me with, I'm going to bash his brains in. Like, why him? Why aren't you mad at your girlfriend?
Yeah, so you're advocating that they should bash their girlfriend's brains in, right?
No, we are out of time.
Wow. You're sure? We're out of time. Clarify it.
Newspaper spinning towards the center. Blumenfeld advocates bashing girlfriend's brains in.
Yeah, don't bash anyone's brains in. But I think it's true. There's like, you can sort of like spread the blame around. And sometimes it's on you. Sometimes it's on the person that maybe created some kind of bad environment that your girlfriend wanted to escape.
Exactly right. Yeah. I don't know how else to say it. Trust. Let's see how much time we have. All right, we're almost actually out of time, but let's try to get through one more question.
Let's do it.
We never took that little break that you like to take.
I really do like my breathers. Yeah, let's take it now. A nice 10-minute one.
10-minute breather at the 30-minute mark.
A 10-minute breather. I need some time to decompress.
Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of heavy shit in there. It was like dad dying.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheating spouses.
If you want, you can grab a towel off the wall and just sort of dabble your forehead
with
it.
You'd kill me if I pulled one of these towels off the wall.
Yeah.
If I just exposed this hard surface of the TV for my voice to bounce off of.
It would end me. It really would end me.
I know how to get your goat.
The email again, if you do find yourself in a sticky situation like Aunt Becky, Uncle Jesse, Uncle Joey,
yeah,
Danny,
and you're ready to be torn apart and made fun of,
is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We also, me and Jake have a Facebook page, facebook.com/Jake and Amir, that we post a lot of stuff If I Were You Show related on. We also have a YouTube channel. We're going to try to upload more YouTube video versions of the podcast.
Yes.
So if you search If I Were You Show on YouTube, you can watch us. You can watch a full episode that we videotaped. What's the better way to say videotaped?
Filmed.
Yeah, we filmed. We filmed and uploaded it.
I think because filmed makes it sound so like pretentious. We filmed it.
Yeah.
We filmed this episode.
This motion picture.
And but a videotape is like more accurate to what we did. It's just not it's not videotape, you know?
We somewhere in between.
But it was the equivalent of just like taking my dad's camera and asking my friend to operate it.
Yeah. That's what we thought about our camera operators, that they were dealing with our parents' equipment. You know what I was thinking of is, you think it would be a good idea or a bad idea to post just an audio version of every episode to YouTube?
Interesting.
That way people can listen to it on YouTube. More people will find it that way.
Yeah, you know, I listen to albums on YouTube. I listen to songs on YouTube all the time.
And then you get into it.
And it's not like a
video experience.
Yeah, I don't want to watch a music video. I just want to press play. It's like an album cover. We should totally do that.
So maybe like starting next week, I'll just upload episode one. I'll make sure they're old episodes so that, you know, we're still getting our plays online on iTunes. You can listen to it on iTunes or ifiwereyoushow.com.
Yeah.
But that way, you know, at least more people will find out about the show.
Are we not answering a question anymore?
No, yeah, we're just talking about podcast strategy more than anything
else. This seems
like
a conversation we would be having off... Like when the mics are off. Doesn't it seem like this was us walking to the subway?
You wanted the goddamn break. Here it is.
You loser. How dare you call me out? I gave you your break and had a nice conversation, and then you ridiculed me.
Now I know what these emailers feel like.
I spent 45 minutes hanging towels around my apartment, and the first thing you did was publicly shame me.
I went to Bed Bath and fucking Beyond this morning at 8 a.m. Bought 9,000
blanket. That was from Beyond.
That's from bed. That's from bath. That one's from beyond.
That flannel shirt over there, that's from and, if you can imagine.
That was actually from 20 Jeans, who's our sponsor today.
Oh, shit. So
it's
that like, shirt.
Yeah, it's a good, it's a nice plug. Oh, God. All right. It's really hot in here. We can't even put on the air conditioning because that's like another thing that adjusts sound or just compromises sound quality.
This is all scribbled in a weird algorithm on Amir's wall, hidden behind a towel right now. But he was in here last night with a Sharpie, writing on the ceiling, writing on the floor.
Hey, someone's got to be the audio engineer.
And actually, it's going to be me.
From now on.
I promise. I'll study up.
Take these towels off.
Opening a Snapchat. I'm going to study audio. I really am. I'm going to better myself. Oh, shit. Titties. Yeah.
Swipe, 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 swipe.
Tinda.
All right. Let's get to the last question. So, this one comes from, God, what's another guy on Full House?
Is that who we've been doing? Steve.
Oh, yeah, Steve, a.k.a. Aladdin, writes, I've been with this girl for 2 years, and since we moved in together last year, she's caught me masturbating a couple times. She's been getting upset because she'd rather have sex or go down on me than know that I'm masturbating in the other room. She's even offered to go down on me while I watch porn, which would be fine, but then I can't watch the really good stuff without her commenting on my choice. Interracial, BBC, Asian girls. However, sometimes I just need me time and I don't want her help when I'm trying to do me. How can I ask her politely to let me masturbate in peace? Isn't that an amazing question?
It's so complex. I feel like I have five different answers.
Yeah.
This is trying to like shoehorn this in as the last question is the biggest mistake we've ever made on this podcast.
And I'm talking about the echoey episode. Yeah. This is worse than
recording
that
in a cavernous apartment. I think this is worse.
Okay, wait, really quick.
We could spend an entire 30 minutes talking about this.
Now I'm sort of tempted to, but let's try to not because, well, we can talk about it for as long as it'll take. But can you explain this to me as a porn aficionado?
How dare you? My mother listens to this.
BBC.
You know, I thought about that, and at first I thought he was talking about BBW, which is Big Beautiful Women.
Uh-huh.
And BBC might be Big Black Chicks, but I can't, like, I think it also could be a typo. How close is C to W on a keyboard?
Far.
Yeah, maybe he just was typing BBW when he was like, oh, BBC, because, like, everyone knows BBC is another, I don't know.
Would it be Big Black Cocks?
Big Black Cocks, maybe. We can search it right now.
That's another funny search result, search history.
BBC.
Okay.
I don't. Yeah. All right. Cool.
That aside, this guy. So take us through your emotions as you read this question. One, it's like,
everyone masturbates.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend should not be upset. I'm surprised that she's caught you multiple times. I think that's a little cray.
And
right?
Then on the flip side of that,
you shouldn't be like masturbating in another room while your girlfriend's home. And I don't think you can say, DJ, that's Steve's girlfriend.
Right? Yeah.
I don't think you can say, DJ, I'm going to go into the bedroom and masturbate. Please don't come in. Because right. Then, of course, she's like, there's some sort of like emotional conflict there.
But then on the flip side of that, she's offering to go down on him.
Right. That's, you know, but
he watches porn, which like the animal version of ourselves, like, dude, you got to do that.
That
are you
sounds
kidding
really
me?
Hot.
Getting a BJ.
I don't think that is hot. For me, you keep porn and girlfriends separate. Like, I would never want my girlfriends knowing what porn I watch because the shit that I watch isn't stuff I would want in bed with someone I love.
So you're saying, is there also like a level of, I masturbate because I know what I like the best. There's no blowjob better than me
masturbating. Is like inherently a little debaucherous, a little shameful, a little like guilty. And I don't think it's something you want your girlfriend involved in. You want to hide it from her. But at the same time, So, I don't know.
Your brain is melting.
Fuck, I'm breaking. I don't think you can ask her permission to masturbate. I think you have to do it. You live with someone now. So do it when she's not home. Do it when you're in the shower. Find time. Keep it secret.
How do you watch
That's
porn?
That's how everyone does it. You don't get this? Everyone masturbates. Everyone watches porn. You don't have to, like, tell your girlfriend you're doing it. This guy is probably in one of those like broken trust relationships where she's like, if you're going to the other room, are you texting someone? What are you doing? Like, no, I'm just trying to jerk off.
But why would he do that when she's home? Why can't he do that else time?
Else time.
Yeah, else time.
I think that's what I'm saying. That's my advice. Do it when she's not at home.
But you can't watch porn in the shower.
You can on your phone. Yeah, you sure can. You have Wi-Fi. You have a strong Wi-Fi. You have an iPhone.
So you run the shower. You keep your phone out of the shower.
Well, I mean, if she like really never leaves the house, then I guess, unfortunately, your masturbation time is going to be very, very short and secretive. So do it in the shower. Run the cold water so you're not wasting the hot water. It's a little shameful that you're wasting water, but you're going to connect to the Wi-Fi. Maybe go in there, watch some videos, get yourself up, get yourself excited. Then when it's time, turn on the shower. You're going to masturbate 5 minutes tops, bud. I'm sorry. Get it out. Hop in the shower. Erase your history. Get out. Pretend like nothing happened.
If your girlfriend offered to go down on you while you watch porn, would you be like pumping your fist, yes? Or would you be like, I don't want that.
I don't want that at all. That's really? Like the least hot thing in the world to me.
Interesting. A girl going down on you while you watch porn is the least hot thing.
Yeah.
Because you keep those two things separately.
Completely separate.
Which one would you say feels better just like on a complete physical level, not like an emotional level? Like obviously maybe blowjob feels better because you're with someone else and that's like exciting. But what would you say? You say you're so good at masturbating yourself that you think it's better than any blowjob has ever felt.
I'm such a pro.
Yeah.
God, I really think my mom does listen to this. Mom, pause it.
turn it to off. Side two. You send her cassettes.
And that's the podcast. Remember that email is ifiwereyou@gmail.com.
That's right.
Anyway, so yeah, I think they both feel really good in their own way. And I think blowjobs are, even when they're not inextricably linked to emotion, yeah, like if it were a blowjob from a stranger, I guess blowjobs always feel better. Masturbating is a little more, fuck, I don't know, they're both so good.
Make me choose. It's like a Sophie's choice.
Yeah, it's like telling it's cheese or bacon, you know. Fuck, I don't know.
We're back to cheeseburgers and salads. So our final advice for this guy is do it when your girlfriend's not around.
Yeah, she's never going to be okay with it, but you're also never going to stop masturbating, so just hide it.
Don't fight it.
Shit, is this a...
Hide it. Don't fight it. When you look at yourself, just confide it. Confide in me. It's a conspiracy.
Why can't you see?
Oh, say can you see.
You don't blow me.
Now we're definitely actually out of time. We try to keep these to 30 minutes or less. Sometimes we go over. Hey, it's going to happen.
What are we at right now?
Honestly, this new recording device that I use doesn't calibrate time, but I'm guessing 40, wow. 35 to
longest
40 minutes.
Longest episode ever?
It's up there.
Wow.
The Allison Williams episode was very long too. Anyway, that's our time. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. If you didn't know, we do have a website, ifiwereyoushow.com. You can listen to all the episodes, or you can also go to seizethecheese.com.
Yep. And pretty soon you're going to be able to watch it on YouTube. Listen to it on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to start uploading those to YouTube as well. We also have t-shirts, swag, if you will.
Oh, hashtag swag.
Which are, you can go to our website, ifiwereyoushow.com, and there's links there to the shirts if you want to. That's like another way to support the podcast. But like, yeah, just listening to it and spreading the word and all your positive tweets and emails and Facebook messages, they really make us feel like, I don't know, like, yeah, like we're doing a real hero's job, I guess.
Then I guess actually you should stop, because I don't want it to go to your head that much.
I really feel like a doctor or a teacher or some shit.
Like my cousin was actually in Malawi helping a lot of like these orphans sort of like get better, planting like, gardens or whatever. Yeah. But I feel, and like, for a minute I felt like, oh, I should do something too. And then I read a tweet that said, If I Were You show is so funny. And I said, you know what? Fuck you, cousin. I'm better than you.
I think he's saving 2 to 5 lives a day. We're reaching tens of thousands. Like, yeah. It's really
and
not
before,
even
didn't
comparable.
You advocate against someone bashing their girlfriend's head in?
The proof is in the pudding. Wait, no, that's not what that means. Never mind. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And we're going to end it with another theme song. Oh, right. Theme songs. You can submit your own, like Haley did at the beginning when Jake proposed to her.
Yeah, or, I would love to hear back on you. And we're also back from you on that, by the way.
We're also going to play one at the end of the episode, and this one's from our boy, Harris Carlin.
Harris! You're the man, dude! You're the man, dude!
Enjoy, and we'll be back next week and every Monday for the rest of time.
Wow.
Later.